From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama says that U.S. security is at stake in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and that's why he is ordering another 30,000 troops to the region. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama said he's ordering the troop buildup in Afghanistan only after asking hard questions about the situation on the ground there. He told an audience at West Point, Afghanistan isn't lost, but has been moving backwards. And he warned the resurgence of the Taliban and the possibility of a new al-Qaeda haven puts U.S. security at risk.
In the last few months alone, we have apprehended extremists within our borders who were sent here from the border region of Afghanistan and Pakistan to commit new acts of terror. And this danger will only grow if the region slides backwards and al-Qaeda can operate with impunity.
Mindful of Americans' growing impatience with the war, Mr. Obama said U.S. troops will begin coming home from Afghanistan in the summer of 2011. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
After getting much of what he asked for from President Obama, General Stanley McChrystal, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, is spending today traveling the country to talk about the new troops and new strategy, which he says he absolutely supports. From Kabul, NPR's Tom Bullock has more.
One of General McChrystal's first stops was to talk strategy with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Carl Eikenberry, America's ambassador to Afghanistan, joined those discussions. General McChrystal will spend the rest of the day traveling to talk with troops and commanders throughout the country. Before he left, General McChrystal released a statement saying his main focus will be training Afghan security forces so the police and army will be able to take control of their own country. We will work toward improved security for Afghanistan, the statement read, and the handover of responsibility for security of the country would take place as rapidly as conditions allow. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Kabul.
Iran has released five British sailors who were detained last week after their racing yacht was stopped in Iranian waters of the Persian Gulf. Iran's official news agency says the yachtsmen were let go today after an interrogation by Iranian authorities found that their entry into Iranian waters had been a mistake. Iran had warned yesterday that the sailors would be prosecuted if it was proven that they had bad intentions when their 60-foot yacht entered Iranian waters. Britain says it was an innocent case for a vessel accidentally going astray in the Persian Gulf. Asian stock markets moved higher today after mostly positive U.S. economic figures boosted confidence in the recovery as gold surged to another new record. European stocks were mostly higher. Japan's Nikkei average rose by 36 points or 0.4%. Oil prices fell to around $78 a barrel in Asia. Benchmark crude for January delivery was down 30 cents to $78.07 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments in a case pitting the beach preservation efforts of the state of Florida against the property rights of the state's coastal landowners. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
State and local governments in Florida have spent millions of dollars restoring beaches eroded by storms. Officials say that beach restoration not only protects beaches from future erosion, but it protects the state's tourism industry and protects private beachfront property from future storm damage. But six of those homeowners in Destin, Florida, are challenging the constitutionality of a beach restoration project there. Because pumping in new sandbars creates a strip of new beach that the state says is public property, the homeowners contend the privacy of their beach is diminished. They say the beach restoration project thus amounts to an unconstitutional taking of their property without just compensation. Florida, a group of 28 states, and the U.S. government counter that the states, not the Supreme Court, should be allowed to dictate their own property law. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
More than 3 years ago, Congress passed a law ordering stepped-up monitoring of sex offenders. Only one state has adopted the government's strict new requirements. Others are considering whether to ignore the law and just pay a penalty. So far, Ohio is the only state to meet the new federal standards. For an effective national sex offender registry to be set up, all states need to do it. The initial compliance deadline has been extended to next July. Several states have indicated they may not be able to meet it. Efforts have been hampered by high costs and legal challenges from the nation's 686,000 registered sex offenders. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.